My co-author, Gregory Benford, Beyond the Fall of Night, has just reminded me of the novel he and William Rotzler wrote on the theme of asteroid deflection, Shiva Descending, 1980. I must confess that I've never read it, but I was certainly aware of the title, and it may well have subconsciously influenced the choice of Kali, Shiva's consort, as the name for my asteroid. It popped into my head instantly when I started writing. Another novel on the same theme is Lucifer's Hammer by Larry Niven and Jerry Purnell, 1980, which I have read, and which has just triggered a faint memory of dear old Astounding Stories. Rushing to Mike Ashby's invaluable Complete Index to Astounding analog, I've found the cause. The Hammer of Thor, a short story by Charles Willard Diffin, March 1932. I'm astounded that I've recalled this obscure tale of space invaders, but it has obviously been lurking in my subconscious for the last 60 years. And to complete the record, I'm happy to admit that I quite deliberately stole my own very similar title from G.K. Chesterton. His priest detective, Father Brown, solved a mysterious murder involving the Hammer of God. I should also mention the novel A Torrent of Faces by James Blish and Norman L. Knight, 1967, which concerns the impact of an asteroid on an Earth with a population of a trillion and the attempt to divert it. I cannot help feeling that such a world could do with an asteroid impact from time to time. The Martian place names mentioned in Chapter 14, improbable though they sound, are all taken from the NASA Atlas of Mars, 1979. To spare readers the pangs of unrequited curiosity, here are their origins. Dunk, town in Oman. Diakau, town in Vietnam. Isle, town in Somalia. Gagra, town in USSR, Georgia. Kagul, town in USSR, Moldavia. Sirt, town in Libya. Tiwi, town in Oman. Waspam, town in Nicaragua. Yat, town in Nigeria. I am currently trying to persuade the Nomenclature Committee of the International Astronomical Union to put Isaac Asimov, Robert Heinlein, and Gene Roddenberry on Mars. Unfortunately, all the major formations have already been appropriated, so we may have to settle for Mercury, which, as my IAU contact Riley remarks, may not be colonized for some time. The theoretical basis of the Reborn Doctrine, Chapter 20, will be found in Efficiently Coded Messages Can Transmit the Information Content of a Human Across Interstellar Space, by William A. Rupke, Acta Astronautica, Volume 26, Number 3, 4, pages 273 to 76, March, April 1992.